I've never done time before. This friggin' sucks.
Hey! You don't come in here with your filth and your foul, foul filth. You need to get a job.
Hey, Cosby, keep it down. This is the 10th warning and you've only been here 4 days. Lights on!
Wow. Bill Cosby, I mean, on behalf of every one of your fans, it is so disappointing to be meeting you now.
What? I am in my prime. I'm in jail and loving it. No kids with the darndest things. Limited interactions with Camille. And when I was fighting incarceration, I had no idea that one of the staple foods of the prison system is Jell-O.
It's time to play Family Feud Political Edition. And here's your host, Steve Harvey.
Okay. Welcome to Family Feud Political Edition. We back from a 2-week break. I was out getting my teeth enlarged.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Oh, yes, sir!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today.
All right, Kenan Thompson is a comedy genius and is now in his 18th season on NBC Saturday Night Live, which makes him the show's longest-running cast member. He's also got a new TV sitcom premiering next Tuesday at 7:30 Central on NBC called Kenan. Single-camera comedy that follows a widowed dad who's juggling a high-profile job as the host of a Atlanta morning show and raising his two girls. And joining us to talk about it all is Kenan Thompson. Kenan, welcome in.
Thank you very much.
Let's jump into this new series. Congratulations on that.
My goodness, thank you. And all of that comedy genius talk. Man, you guys are making my morning.
Excellent, excellent. Well, first, you know, give us the insight on how you came up with the title.
It was, you know, it was called a few different things. At first it was called Saving Larry, then it was called Saving Kenan, and then the Kenan Show, and now just Kenan. So it's gone through its own natural progressions, I guess, based on, you know, what people thought would be a smart approach to launch my new stepping into the primetime mic.
Yeah, absolutely. How did the process even begin to come up with a concept for the show and the basic storyline? I mean, you had to start somewhere. Like, you know, how did you get there?
I was thinking, what haven't I seen, basically.
Yeah.
I was meeting with creators and writers and stuff like that. And, you know, I met with Jackie and she had a similar idea. So I figured, like, yeah, she's obviously the person that I should be writing this with.
And you got a great cast to boot, too. I mean, you got a really great supporting cast around you.
Oh, big time. Big time. I mean, I'm so beyond blessed to be working with these legends, but also in talented, you know, incredibly talented comedians. Like, it's great. Along so, like, with my bro Chris Redd, like, you know, I get to just see that guy like every day now. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, right.
It's just good times.
Right. You know, when you started the filming, of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and of course, you're still doing SNL. You know, what's life like on the set these days? I'm sure it's a little bit different than a year ago.
Yeah, it's much more distant, unfortunately. You know, we don't get a chance to really, like, engage each other the way we would like. You know, we're like a family, so it's hard to just do elbow bumps and keep it moving. You know, we can't really get too in depth with what's going on with everybody's lives, just naturally in conversation, because everybody has to distance and spend less time, you know, as little time as possible in the studio and stuff like that. So, you know, everybody's just trying to get through it the best way possible, but more so just happy to be working, I guess.
Yeah. You know, so being on a sitcom set and writing for that, I mean, obviously you're writing all the time for Saturday Night Live and getting those sketches on the air. What makes this a little bit different, this process that you've learned along the way, Keenan?
I mean, for me, like, it's given me the time to kind of rest because, you know, we're not allowed to the building until it's super mandatory, I guess, like on Wednesday. So it gives me a couple of extra days to kind of rest and regroup. But, you know, the overlap right now, since I'm shooting my show as well, it's like, it's taught me that I'm pretty capable of a lot, you know, like I'm able to, like, know when I need to rest myself and stuff like that and keep myself, you know, always in some sort of performance shape as much as possible. You know, like, I'm not trying to be a hermit necessarily, but I am focused on the fact that I probably have to go to work the next day.
Yeah, right.
And if not that day, probably the day after that.
Absolutely. And Lorne Michaels, of course, is involved in this series too. You know, you've been on SNL 18 years and running. Like, do you remember that first time meeting Lorne?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it was yesterday, you know, I remember the first time I saw him, you know, because if you watch the show religiously, then yeah, you know what he kind of looks like. Mm-hmm. If you watch it like here and there, then you're, you know, semi-aware. So, like, I kind of knew what he looked like because of those bits he used to do with Tracy back in the day when Tracy used to tell him to go get a soda.
That's right.
But then when I was auditioning for the show, I remember seeing him get out of the car and I was like, oh, snap, that's him.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
he's the king. He's the king.
And I was, you know, absolutely. I was like across the street practicing my lines in the shadows. And, you know, I just watched him like go inside like, all right, time to change some more people's lives.
Right? I know, it's so true. It's so true. He has made and break so many careers. You know, when that camera's on and you're live, you know, as opposed to doing what you're doing with the one camera, does it still bring that sense of excitement since the very first day that you joined that cast?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, there's nothing like it. Like, you're live, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that silence will tell you, like, yo, you better, like, pick up the pace or, you know, say something or do something funny because that silence is deafening.
It is. Yeah, and you can't go back and necessarily edit that. And that's what makes that show still so special, too, is you know, obviously we're not watching the same thing at the same time anymore. You know, maybe the Super Bowl, maybe Saturday Night Live because it is live and you want to catch it while it's happening. But, you know, we're all watching things at such a different time now. You want to make sure you're on your game from the minute that light goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's you're exactly right with that. You're trying to just be like in the moment, but, you know, those people in front of you and, you know, everybody in the crew expecting you to do things like that all keeps you in the moment, too. Like, you can either, you know, freeze up or, you know, engage.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, your facial expressions are just priceless. I mean, just looking at images online and doing some research, they're just fantastic. I mean, what up with that? You know, Steve Harvey in The Feud, Black Jeopardy. I mean, indelible characters on this show that still, to this day, as long as you've been on the show, still draw big laughs. How cool is that for you?
It's incredible, man. You know, like, it's incredible because of the amount of pressure it is to get it right. Like, we only have the one time to get it right. That's what's so exhilarating about that experience, you know? So, you know, positive and negative, you know, it's just like, man, it's you want those get back moments so bad, and then you celebrate, you know, when it does go right so well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that roller coaster is just, it's just crazy.
So you've been in the business, you know, television comedy for decades now, you know, dating back to All That, which you're now executive producing a new version. My producer and my son, because I'm older than you, said that was their must-see TV for a generation.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Mm-mm.
I mean, that's big shoes, especially when I just, like, shared a weekend with, you know, the Levy family and saw how wonderful they are. But I got a chance to sit and chat with Eugene for a couple of hours, and ran down, like, the whole history of the SCTV, you know, origins and everything. And, like, hearing all those names that, you know, he came up through life with and to be compared to that, that's just, you know, It's not necessarily flabbergasting, but it's beyond flattering.
No, it's cool, man. I mean, you've really made the rounds on television for so many years. What changes have you noticed since you were first starting out, Keenan, as far as what was funny then and what's funny now? Because as an actor, as a comedian, you have to pivot to stay relevant, because what was funny then, you know, even with the political correctness, you almost got to, you know, change how you're doing your comedy to a degree.
I mean, it's you just have to change the wordage. I think, you know, what's usually funny, like bit wise, is still pretty overall, you know, like some guy annoying some person or some fish out of water type situation, or, you know, just the taboos of doing something you're not supposed to be doing, or annoyances and things like that. But you do have to be aware of where certain terminology has matured to. And sure, if you're not, then, you know, you're being slightly irresponsible.
Yeah, makes total sense. Before I let you go, talk to us a little bit about a podcast you got out there. It's You Already Know. Talk to folks about that.
Yeah, it's for grown-ups, you know, mm-hmm. but it's a fun time. It's me and my buddy talking. It started as, like, you know, just a love for movies, and ended up, you know, going through this pandemic. So we just decided to record through it, and, you know, ended up developing a company out of it. And we have a bunch of other podcasts coming right behind it, stuff like that. So we turned it into like a podcasting company. It's an exciting venture between me and my partner, Tony Maroli. But it's called You Already Know, and it's a good time. You know, we try to be like up there with the Joe Rogans of the world and stuff.
Yeah, right. And you're filming another installment of Home Alone for Disney Plus. You're playing music icon Berry Gordy in a new film. You are one busy guy. I mean, are you sleeping at all through any of this?
I am sleeping. The Berry Gordy thing kind of fell apart, but, you know, the Home Alone was cool, and we have Clifford the Big Red Dog coming up and stuff like that. But these are all things that are, you know, shot a year or two ago, or, you know, a couple few months ago. So I'm really only overlapping with these shows, and that's starting to cut into my sleep a little bit now, you know, because we're promoting and we're a few days away from the premiere and stuff. But it's exciting times, man. I can always sleep in a couple weeks.
I like that. Kenan Thompson, his new series is Kenan, premieres Tuesday at 7:30 on NBC, and catch Kenan, of course, on Saturday Night Live, and you know when that airs. Again, congrats on the show, Kenan, and thanks for spending some time with us tonight. Be well, my friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. News is next on 720 WGN.